Denise Chaila.
C-H-A-I-L-A.
Laura DeBarra. D-E-B-A-R-R-A. Hello, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Do you know what a capybara is?
What?
Do you know what a capybara is?
No.
This is very odd, because today you're on the show, right, Laura DeBarra, and we spoke to Will from Shropshire, who's works with Who Zoo, and they're missing a capybara, which is the largest rodent in the world.
Oh my God.
You'll have to look them up.
I will.
Seemingly they're huge on TikTok, because they're, as well as being the largest rodent in the world, they have a name for being the chillest animal in the world. So
oh,
there
I
you
like
go.
That. Okay. Yeah. I'll look them
and
up.
And seeing as your name is DeBarra and it's a capybara, yo, it's a perfect marriage. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Now we're back. It's what? The 19th September. So people are back in routine. The summer madness is gone. So school throws up all sorts of challenges for people. Rearranging the house. You may have a leave and cert student, so you have to have some place where they can have peace and quiet. What do you suggest?
Well, I get the two main questions I get when kids are going back to school is resolving stains now that they're out of the house, like marks on walls, a lot of stickers. People are asking about a lot of like sticker residue on a lot of surfaces, and how to wash school uniforms to keep them in perfect condition. I'm asked that so much.
Right, okay. And you're not asked about rearranging the house to allow an even cert student to have peace and quiet.
Not that often, but
it's quite specific. I'm asking
it's
for a
very
friend.
Specific. Okay. I mean, noise cancelling headphones are the only thing I can think of.
There you
but
go.
I don't
well, have we have those, but that's thank you for that. We have those. That's a good idea.
Oh, it's for you.
No.
Go to the pub. You go and relax. Just give them the house to themselves. That's my solution.
Yeah. I don't know. Right. So stains. There's toothpaste. There's fruit juice. There's ketchup. Mm-hmm. All sorts of things. And then there's uniforms that have to last a year. So how did the two work out there?
So the first thing you've got to remember with uniforms is they cost a lot of money. A lot of people are starting out the year with a new uniform and swearing they're not going to buy another one, and they want to make it last as long as possible. And the main things you need to remember with it is wash your uniforms inside out. A lot of them have a print or an embroidery as a crest, and washing them inside out will protect this. It stops them fading as quickly, and it also stops the pilling. A lot of kids wear tracksuits now to school, and there's a lot of pilling on the legs and the arms.
What's pilling?
So wash the pilling is, you know, the little bubbles.
Oh, yes. That's pilling. It's called pilling. I didn't know that.
Pilling,
right.
Yeah. It's usually when you wash the uniform on too hot a temperature, the elastane, which there will be a mix of to make the fabric a bit more stretchy, that will snap from the heat of a dryer.
Right.
So don't put your uniforms in the dryer. I know it's a pain, but a cool dry you can put it into, but not heat. Heat is a nightmare for uniforms and anything stretchy. So a cool wash, cool temperature, use a cool wash detergent so it gets out all of the stains. And then I would make sure anything that has zips going into the same wash as your uniform, the zips are closed, because those zips will slash against the uniform. And then I would also recommend school shirts, keep the buttons open so you're not warping the garment.
Right. All good suggestions. There's a lot more stuff now. We're coming into winter. There's coats. Then there's sporting attire.
Yeah.
There's school attire. It's all over the place. How do you organise all of that?
So I've seen a lot of really good organisation tips online, and a friend of mine has one that I just think is so genius. You know these bars that people have in their kitchen with S-hooks on them that they hang pots and pans off?
Yes.
Having one of them per child in the hallway, they're really easy to, you can look up online how to hang them. Gaff Goddess has a really good section on how to hang stuff on walls. And you can basically just have, each person has one of those inside a cupboard on the walls, lower down. They're really handy. So your coat, your bag, your stuff can all just hang on the one bar, and you have your own Essex to hang them off then.
Now, a friend of ours got these in IKEA. So they fit over the top of the door. So there's a sort of bracket that goes over.
I have those.
Yes. So then there's all sorts of hangers the other side of it that they work if they fit your door. That's the thing. Be sure you measure your door before you purchase them.
And also for kids, they may not be the greatest height.
Yes.
I think this time of year, a lot of people are putting away their summer gear, pulling out their winter gear, and they're putting things into vacuum bags and stuff like that and tucking them up high. So a lot of their accessible storage will be down low.
Okay.
So hanging hooks a little bit further down can actually bring up a lot of space.
Now, here's a big question for you, Laura DeBarra. Where do all the Tupperware boxes go?
Wherever the socks go, they're hanging out somewhere. It's a house party. I always think there's someone in the house who can't be bothered washing one out and bins one. That's what I always think.
Well, the other thing is, I just saw recently they did a survey on things that went missing in offices.
and spoons.
Mid-table, no, but mid-table are lunch boxes. So they disappear there. Anyway, keeping them clean and not smelling of whatever. How do you do that?
So when you wash them, if they get stains in them, red or like a curry stain on them, bicarb is brilliant for this. Mix it with water, make it into a face mask. Give your interior of your lunchbox a nice face mask. Give yourself one at the same time. And then after you wash lunchboxes, never store them with the lid on them. Because that's what's going to make them smell. If you have a smelly lunchbox, you know the way you pull a lunchbox out of a bag and you're like, oh my God, how long has this been here?
Who opened their lunchbox? That's where the expression comes from.
Just wash them up liquid and warm water to kind of get all the bacteria off it. But if it's smelling and you still want to use it, just sprinkle some bicarb into the bottom of it and just leave it overnight. It will take, when you chuck the bicarb out, it will take that smell with it.
Right.
Same for your compost bin and your regular bin.
And does that same apply for a flask as well?
Yeah, with flasks, what you want to do is you've got to scrape all the stuff off. So you can wash some rice, then put it inside and shake it like you're shaking a martini.
Yes.
And then it'll scrape everything off.
That's a good one now.
I love doing that.
Yeah. Just away from school uniforms and all that, bleeding radiators. What are your top tips for that?
So if you want a step-by-step guide in writing, it's in Gaff Goddess. It's one of the easiest things you can do to keep your house warm. You do need to bleed your radiators every now and then. My top tips are: be prepared, know exactly what you're about to do, and watch a couple of videos on it.
That's
what you basically want to do, is leave the air out of the top of the radiator. It's not there's air where there should be water. So the radiator keys, they're not very expensive. They're under a couple of quid. You will twist it anti-clockwise and it will open the valve. And you'll hear the hiss, but what you will see quicker than you expect it is water will start shooting out. Mm. So you want to have a bucket near, you want to have a tea towel near, and you want to make sure you're doing it really slowly.
Okay, but it's a very satisfying...
Oh my God, it's so satisfying. Yeah. And then when the radiator heats up fully afterwards, you're just like, I'm literally superwoman.
I'm a genius.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the plumbing world that I can't do. Okay, could you ask that amazing Laura about colour catchers that you put in the machine? Do they work? Are they bad for your clothes? And can you reuse them? Thank you.
I'm a firm believer that we don't need more product in our laundry. We just don't need it. Detergents are smart enough as they are. Get rid of stuff like that. Colour catchers, just keep your temperatures low. If you want to keep the colour in your clothing, keep the temperatures low. The dyes won't run and the fibres won't take on dyes from others. You don't really need something else.
Okay.
Save your money.
And finally, my poor daughter had a nosebleed and now they're dried in brownie red droplets on the lilac couch. I tried baking soda. I tried Vanish. Nothing works. Help.
Oh my God, nightmare. So basically check that your couch can take water. So you're going to have a label inside there. It's going to say WS, WS or X. So water means you can use water on it. If it's S, you're going to have to use a solvent. You could use hand sanitizer. That might be able to get it off. But what I would use is a Q-tip with some undiluted washing detergent.
Yes.
And I would just apply it on for just a couple of minutes maximum and then wash it off. There's enzymes in washing detergent that literally chomp through anything that comes from our body. So our sweat, our blood, our tears, you name it, it's cutting through it.
Good luck with that. As always, genius advice. The Gaff Goddess, Laura De Barra. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thanks a million.
Have a nice evening. Bye.
You too. Bye.
That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.